started now, for the next few weeks, we started learning the Hilchos Afiyas Matzah. Hilchos Afiyas Matzah, Bederech Klal, could be split into four parts. The part of the kemach, the flour, the part of the water, and then afterwards you have flour and water, you mix it together, you make a dough, and then you put it into the oven. And then there's also the lishma aspect. Tonight we're going to speak about the din that you need matzah shmura, which that's a part of lishma, but it's before lishma. A person has to watch the matzah that it shouldn't become chametz. Matzah shmura, we know we have shmura matzah. What's the makor and what's the reason why you need shmura matzah? It's a Gemara. The Gemara goes on the Mishnah in Psachim state that if somebody has leftover matzah from Chalas Toida, Chalas Toida has 30 bread and 10 matzah. So let's say you have leftover matzah from the Toida and you want to use that matzah for matzah of Pesach. Zok the Mishnah, you can't use that matzah. You can't use the matzah. If the matzah was made limker b'shuk, which means it wasn't made dafka for carbon, it's made also for Pesach, you could use it. But if let's say the matzah was made l'shem zevach, l'shem toida, zok the Mishnah, it's not kosher to be yotze the matzah of mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, why not? The Gemara says it's a drasha. Shteitin the toiru shmarte menani mili omer rabba da omer kro ushmarte mes amatzos. Zok the Gemara, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah, you have to be shomer the matzah, shmiru, you have to be shomer l'shem matzah. Yotze zu, that even though it was nishmar, she'in mishtamerish l'shem matzah, wasn't watched for matzah, this matzah of toida, what was it watched for? It was watched l'shem zevach. Therefore, the matzahs that were made for the carbon toida, you cannot use it Pesach by night for the Seder. Zok Rashi. Rashi explains what's the hezber. What does it mean here? This din shmira. Zok Rashi. The lashon Rashi. Kol shimur sha'ata meshamra shaloi tachmetz. When you watch the matzah that it shouldn't become chametz. Hischaven l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. When you watch this matzah that it shouldn't become chametz, you should watch. It should be l'shma. So Rashi says these two parts of Rashi. One part is that there's a din shmiru that it shouldn't become chametz. And then there's another part that the shmiru that you do has to be lashma. Again, tonight we're going to speak about the din shmira. We're not going into the lashma. That'll be Be'ez Hashem a different time. And the din shmira. What is the ramification of the shmira? What do you accomplish by the shmira? The shmira is that it shouldn't become chametz. It's just to understand, there's a din shmira by a shoyer. What's the din shmira? You put on a lock on the door that it shouldn't go out. But what's the shmira? The shmira is that the shoyer shouldn't be a nagach. The same is by matzah. You're watching the matzah that the matzah shouldn't turn into chametz. You put in flour and water, you mix it. So technically by putting in flour and water it can become chametz. So you have to watch it, you have to guard it that it shouldn't become chametz.
So the shmira aspect is the chiddush also? Meaning the lech machmei tari, and not you're making sure that it's not becoming chametz either.
Right.
So what's the chiddush here? The chiddush is
very good. There's two chiddushim. You pointed out very good. There's one chiddush in the Torah that is a din shmira, and then there's another din of lishma. Now you're telling me, what do you mean a din shmira? It can't be chametz. So the teretz is, which we're going to get to it a little clearer later. But he's a din that be'etzem b'tzeka shal nachri adam amala kreis ha'shemehem, which means that even if there is no shmira for the rest of Pesach, you could use that dough. Why could you use that dough? I maybe it's chametz. The teretz is a person could look at the dough and tell if it's not chametz. If there's no cracks in it, so maybe that's your answer. There's a din shmira for the matzah Pesach by night. There's a din shmira, and avada this din shmira has to be l'shma. Just to explain, what do you accomplish with the shmira? What is the shmira for? So I'm going to read to you a lashon of Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, "Umahu shimur zeh ha'amur b'Torah," that the Torah says you need a din shmira. Kesheroya oisa kroy v'lav l'dechimul. If you put flour and water together, you see that it might be coming soon to chametz. Yishmeredu v'yestadu boi shloi tachmetz. Which means when you mix the flour and the water, and by mixing flour and water together, it's potentially going to become chametz. It's going to become chametz. Is im lo yemar les asik b'ham b'yadayim, to mix the dough, to knead it, to roll it, to go over, to make holes in it, all these pu'ulis, that's things that are meineh the dough from becoming chametz. So that's the din shmir. The din shmir is to do a pu'ula, to watch the dough shouldn't become chametz. When does the shmirah start? This din shmirah that is a din to watch that it shouldn't become chametz. So pashtus, the vayla, we see from Rashi, we see from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the shmirah is when you put flour and water together. By putting flour and water together, it's going to turn into chametz if you don't make a move on it. So mamela from there is a shmirah. That means the shmirah should be mashas making it a dough. The Gemara. And it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara has a machlekes when the Shmira starts. Does the Shmira start from Ketzira? Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Achitim she'oisim behem matzas mitzvah. Toiv l'shamram sh'layipu le'emayim m'shas Ketzira. Best is that when the Shmira should be done, when a person's watching his matzas from becoming chametz, the best is really a person should do Shmira m'shas Ketzira. Ulapachais. If you can't do Mashas Ktsira, at least you should do Mashas Tchina from when it's being ground. Dr. Shulchan Aruch, Ubashasif Talud, Ubashas Atchak, Mutal Likach Kamach Marashuk. But the Yevid, you could even go to the store and buy flour off the shelf and you'll be Yoitza, which means the minimum is you have to have Shmira Mashas Lisha Ve'elach. Why taka should one need shmirah mashas ktsira? L'chor you shouldn't need shmirah mashas ktsira. We just explained that only mashas lisha ve'elach is a chash chametz before you mix the water and the flour and it becomes a dough. No, that's so. You ask taka, why should the taka be a chash chimutz? Pashas, once you make it a dough and it sits around, it'll rise. But in the flour, in the chitim itself, what should be the issue in the chitim? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that these two issues by why you need Shmir Mashas Ktsira. One is you need Shmir Mashas Ktsira from when you cut the wheat, because right after you cut the wheat, if water is going to fall on it, we're chayshish that the water that falls on it might make it chametz. It's a chashash. Might make it chametz. And even more, even before you cut it, if it's ripe already, if it's not ripe, so every wheat has to grow with water. But if it's not ripe yet, if it's ripe already and water falls on, vaitu a choshesh could be it's going to become chametz. So again, it's toiv. The Shulchan Aruch toiv l'shamram. It's not me'ikar adin, but it's good to have shmirah mashas ktsira. Why to have shmirah mashas ktsira? Because l'may said there's a possibility that it's going to turn into chametz later on. Once you mix the dough, it's guaranteed to become chametz if you don't mix it and move on it and go quickly with it. But by ktsira, there's a possibility that if water is going to fall on it, it might become chametz. Water might fall on it and it might become chametz. So therefore, it's better to do shmirah mashas ktsira. Since it's not so easy to have the shmirah mashas ktsira once it's ripe already, especially sometimes in New York, there's a lot of rain and it can be ripe faster and then you have to cut it earlier. So there are places that they plant it, they plant the wheat not with rain. They have irrigation system that it doesn't go with rain. And memela, you control how much water it is. And once it becomes ripe, you don't put any more water. And memela, you don't have the chashash. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says toiv, it's only a toiv to be nizra on the shmir mashas ktsira, the Bir Halacha brings already that the Goyim was very makpid, the Shmir Mashas Ktsira. We're going to go into it soon a little bit more. Weiter, if you don't have Shmir Mashas Ktsira, the Shulchan Aruch says, L'apachas Mashas Tchina. Why Mashas Tchina? What's this next level of when you toichen it? So the Torah says, because in those days they used to be toichen, they ground the wheat with a water mill. So it came, the Tvua came in close proximity with the water, and therefore, since there was a reason why there should be a chashash that the water is going to touch the tvua, the flour, therefore, mashas tchina ve'elach. Zokta Sharatzian, since the chash is by using a water mill, if let's say it's a windmill, or let's say a rechaim shalyad, which means you're not grinding it by water, it doesn't come close to water, memela, a person doesn't have to have shmira then. The minimum a person has to have a shmir mashas mashat melisha ve'elach, and lemaisa the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishmur already speaks about that. Let's say if there's a place where you attack it, you soak the tvua, then avada you can't you have to eat, that it, then you can't buy flour menashuk in a place where they rinse the tvua or they soak it. So meilub is manenu, almost all tvuas are bleached. So avada you can't go to the store and buy flour for Pesach, even b'diavad. Which means even b'shas atchak that the Shulchan Aruch says you could. Most of the flours that you buy in the store now are bleached, and therefore that's the din that if it was soaked in water, was rinsed, you have the chashash available, even b'diavad you can't use it. What'd you say?
I think even without bleach, they spray.
And chanami to lubricate it, that it should go. Is it richtig? Yeah. A wichtige nekuda, the Menchas Chinuch red zois, that this din that the Shulchan Aruch, the machloikis in the Gemara, when it starts, the din shmira from ktsira or from tchina, that's only a question where the beginning point is. But everybody agrees, no matter what, avada, you have to be, the shmira is a shmira ad asayf till after you bake it. So klar, this whole shmooze is a shmooze from how early you have to start the shmira, but avada the shmira has to be ada saif tol talafia. Oh. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Samach, Sif Aleph says, klar, shmira of a goy doesn't help. Again, we have very klar that he's a din shmira, which at some point is for sure liikuva, but even earlier points were machbit to have shmira. Could a goy do shmira? Could a goy work? It's very negeya. Up until recently, it was very popular. You had the Russian ladies working, rolling out the matzahs. Goyim, you tell them, shmira l'shem matzah. But could a goy do shmira? So the din is clearly undisputable. A goy cannot do shmira. The Shulchan Aruch says, shmira al yidei akim doesn't help. Why not? Because it says, u'shmartem va'akim lav b'nei shmirinu. So it's klar, a goy cannot do shmira. Not even a shayla, a goy cannot do shmira. You're right, but even before Lashma, you don't have Shmira as well. And Chanami. We're going to see soon that if you have Shmira, you'll be able to accomplish Lashma. But you don't have a Shmira b'chlal, a goy's lav b'nei shimur. What happens if a Yisrael is Aymer al Gabov, which that would be a very good solution. You have goyim working, rolling out the matzahs, but you have Yisrael Aymer al Gabov, Yisrael standing, watching, guarding, being Shomer that it shouldn't turn into chametz. So there's machlokes apoiskim. Machlokes if Yisrael Eimer al Gabov helps or Yisrael Eimer al Gabov doesn't help. Machlokes apoiskim. What's the tzad? The tzad that Yisrael Eimer al Gabov doesn't help. The reason it doesn't help because who cares that Yisrael Eimer al Gabov? Lamaisa the guy is doing it and he's lav b'nei shimur. That we understand. But what's the tzad? What's the tzad that a Yisrael should work? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the tzad Yisrael Eimer al Gabov helps is because since the goy is doing it adaita the Yisrael standing over the goy and telling the goy what to do. So Mameila, the shmira of the Yisrael helps for the goy as if the goy is doing it. The Amrinon adaita the Yisrael of it. You say when the goy is doing it, he's doing it adaita the Yisrael, which is shmira, which is lashma, and Mameila it would help. Yisrael Eimer al Gabov helps. Adaita the Yisrael, so you have the Yisrael's Shmira and the Yisrael's Lashma. We're focusing more on the Shmira. So again, if a guy wants to do Shmira, we want to use a guy to do Shmira, it doesn't help. Klar. Could Yisrael Eimer al Gabov of the guy doing the Shmira help? I'm a machloikis. The tzad that it should help, so the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why it should help is because Adaita the Yisrael. That's why Adaita the Yisrael covered and it helps.
That
he's not watching it.
Standing over and
Lachaira
watching it too.
What's the not watching? Ah, so very good. What Rabbi Yeshua is saying is Lachaira Pasha Tesvara, which the Sharatzian says. The Sharatzian brings, not the Sharatzian says, the Ritva says like that.
It is, yeah, the problem is he's not making it.
Zok the Sharatzian, what's Rabbi Yeshua saying? The shaila is, what's even the tzad not like that? What's the Yeshua saying? Zokta sharetzi and it's a ritva. Zokta ritva. If by tzitzis, by tefillin, these are din, you have to make the tefillin lashma. When you make tzitzis, you tie up tzitzis, you have to do it lashma. So you need to do, you have to do it lashma. So Yisrael Eimer al Gabav doesn't help because the guy is making the tzitzis. I mean, it doesn't help. But Hashem, over here, there's no din to make the matzah lashma. That's not the din at all. There's a din when you're making matzah, you have to have shmira, and that shmira has to be lashma. There's no din to make matzah lashma. It's klar. The din is when you make matzah, make sure, be very careful, it shouldn't become chametz. The asiyah should be in a way where you're shomer at shmira lashma. So mamela, what's the problem? Let the guy make it from today till tomorrow. Lamaisa, the Yisrael that's Oymir al Gabov, he's doing shmira, and not only is he doing shmira, his shmira could be lashma. So why shouldn't Yisrael L'chayra, that's a klar svar that Yisrael Eimer al Gabov by matzah should work. Because again, Yisrael Eimer al Gabov in L'shma, when these asiya making tzitzis, the reason why it shouldn't help is because Lamai said that the guy is making the tzitzis. By matzah, let the guy make the matzah. What do you need by matzah? You need shmira. So the shmira that you need, that shmira, the Yisrael is doing the shmira. And since the Yisrael is doing Lishmira, you even have Lishma. But the Yisrael is doing the Shmira. There is 100% in Lishma. No, I'll read you again. The Lashon Rashi, when Rashi says Lishmartem es ha-matzah, is Zokta Rashi. Kol shimur sha'atem shamur shalai tachmetz is chavin l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. That's where the din l'shma is. The din l'shma is in the shmira.
All mitzvahs have l'shma, no?
What do you mean l'shma? All mitzvahs have a din. All mitzvahs have a din. When you do the mitzvah shvichas kavana.
No, but when I'm making film, it's an added thing after the shma, so matzah doesn't have that at all?
No. It's a ritva. The ritva says that. But it's not that it doesn't. It's different than matz, than tefillin, because by tefillin, there's a din to make tefillin. You make the tefillin l'shma. There is no din to make matzah. There's a din when the matzah is being made, it has to be l'shma. Now, technically, why can a guy do it? And the mela mashi matzah, we're not going into that, but why can a guy, Yisrael Eimer al Gabov, l'chayra should help, because the Yisrael is doing the shmira, and at the same time, the Yisrael doing the shmira, he'll do a l'shma also. So what's taket it sad?
From locking a door and leaving it overnight, as we say.
What do you mean locking a door?
Let's say you have flour in the room. You know, I don't have to wash it 24/7. If you lock the door, then you can go and leave, and that's it.
100%.
You shmear over the shemus matzah. So good, not gar from that.
Because you're watching it, you're overlooking, you're watching it.
You have the key.
Right. You're watching it. Yeah. What's it sad? Lamaisa is reshinim.
One or two are even option.
You're saying should work.
Yeah, good.
So what's the tzad? What's the tzad to say not like that? Lamaisa these rishonim, the shitas that hold the Yisrael Eimer al Gabov doesn't have. What's the tzad not? So listen to Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has this problem. He doesn't bring the Minchas Chinuch asks the shaila. He says, why should a guy not be able to do it if Yisrael Eimer al Gabov? It's pashut. The Yisrael is being the Shomer, and the Yisrael is, besides the Yisrael being the Shomer, he could even do a Lashma, but he's doing the Shmira. Zokta Minchas Chinuch, he brings from a Shnayis and Parah, that you find by Tumah, Eino de Meshama Mashi B'yad Chaveri, you say the klal, a person cannot watch what's in somebody else's hand. He says, it's by everything that needs shimur, befrat by matzah chametz, which it needs shimur harbe. But something that needs shmira, you can't watch what's in somebody else's hand. So Mameli says like this: the guy is making the matzah, the dough. Lamaisa, when the guy is making the dough, since it's b'yad ha'akim, you can't be shomer what's b'yad ha'akim. Since you can't be shomer what's b'yad ha'akim, so mameila shmira is not going to help. Nachamol, we asked the shayla, l'chayra, it's pasha, the shmira should help. Right, l'chayra, the shmira of the goy. L'chayra, the shmira of the goy should help. The shmira of the goy, the shmira of the Yisrael, I'm sorry, should help. Else watching over the guy. The teretz is that since the dough is b'yad ha'akim, a person can't watch what's b'yad the goy. The shaila is, this is all very good by making the dough. What are you going to say, shmir mashas k'tzira, when you cut the wheat? How do you have that? Yisrael, you can't have Yisrael Eimel al Gabov. How do you have shmir mashas k'tzira? People are makbid that you should be, the Shulchan Aruch brings that the Goyin was makbid that you should only have shmir mashas k'tzira. The Mishnah Brewer brings in Tav Samach Zayin, Siv Katan Yud Zayin, Noyagim Acharedim Shia Kol HaMatzah Shalem Mishmor mashas k'tzira. So how do you have shmir mashas k'tzira? Now you might tell me that you just come at the beginning, you cut off a little bit of wheat, you find such a din by ibur of the iris. As long as the Yisrael starts off at the beginning and does a little bit of ibur of iris, then it helps off and it helps to be lashma. So l'chayra, let the Yisrael cut a little bit of wheat, and once he cuts a little bit of wheat, that helps already. That helps for to do lashma. But l'maisa, it's different because by the iris, the pshat is that oyer you started working in. So amele, there's an ibur already. Amele, you say when the guy continues, it's al das that lashma that the Yisrael had. Mashing it by wheat just because the Yisrael cut off one sickle of wheat, that helps lashma for the whole field. Avada not. So how do you have ktzir, shmir mashas ktzira? Just a second, Shaya. Just today, someone told me that he heard that these people taka that are makbid, just like Rechaim Shalya, this is even more to have mamash shmir mashas ktzira that they go on their car. It's mamash from the hardest things, because today the system how it works is you have a truck that already does everything at the same time. It cuts it, it separates it, it grinds it, everything. Good, you want Rechaim Shalyad, it could be machbah. But to start cutting down a whole field, what a truck could do in an hour could take days. I'm just, you know, you're right. That's what you wanted to say, that people talk a, I hear, if that's the, that could be maybe a plan to have shmir, but that's what the Mishnah Brura, when the Mishnah Brura says, Weshay Meshas Ktsir, that's what it means.
Go on the truck.
What'd say? Go on the truck. Drive the truck.
Why can't you watch the truck?
Yeah, why can't you watch it?
Why can't you watch it? The Mechassidim
is saying it's much harder with the dough with this. Moira, rebellion. Mechavah, the Chassam Sofer says, very good. Clark, the Chassam Sofer in Arachayim, Tshuva, Kufchav, Ches, is Mechalik. The Chassam Sofer says it's Chalik between Lisha and cutting the wheat. Like we said before, the Shmira of the dough. The shmir of the dough, they have to be shomer. Who's the guy's holding it? So you know them shomer mashviat chaveroi. So maybe the shmir doesn't help. Mashinga by the wheat, what are you guarding? You're not guarding the wheat that the guy's cutting, that he's driving the tractor. You're guarding the water that's gonna come from behind him. So that about the shmir helps. The shmir is not what the guy's holding on to the wheat. You have to be shomer that the wheat shouldn't become overripe, or be shomer that when it's caught that it shouldn't become wet. Such a shmir avada is going to help. So mameila klar, even if you makbet shmir mashas ktsira is going to be different. The shmir mashas ktsira would help even if a guy does it.
So why? I don't understand why the Mishnah Brura say by shmir and when the guy, I mean the gav of the yom, you're supposed to tell the guy to mechal shem. If the whole lamdus is that you just, you're doing the shmir, you're making sure that the guy's doing his job. So what do you have to tell him to mechal?
So if you look down on, over there in the Sharetzian, you're saying a good point. The Sharetzian lamaisa argues. He's the Mishnah Brura also, but the Sharetzian Tziv Katan Dalad. It's a different reason. The reason why you're asking
l'chayr, there's something else. There is a kedusha aspect there
of what the Mishnah Brura says. No, so I'm answering you. You want to know why what l'chayr is so posh in what he says?
What's the difference of having him be mechal and mashing matzis?
What the Mishnah Brura says?
Yeah.
The reason is because the makom to argue on this svara that the Sharetzion brings the Ritva is like we said, like the Menchas Chinuch said, Ein Adam Shomer Mashu B'Yad Chaveroi.
Tell him to mechal l'shem mitzvos matzah, he's more shomer.
No, so then you say that a day to the Yisrael he does.
But how's it more of a shmira?
These two things. Either I'm overlooking the guy and I'm being a shomer. So me being a shomer.
That's understandable.
And the tzadnav is because Ein Adam Shomer Mashu B'Yad Chaveroi. Mashegin, whatever the svara is. The Oz Abrina Daiti the Yisrael Ka'avit, so it's not the Pshat is the Yisrael's the Shomer, the Goy is the Shomer. So you don't have a problem, you know, the Shomer Mashu Yad Chaver, the Goy is the Shomer.
So what's
he doing on Das Yisrael? Shimur is doing, a Goy is Lav Bar Shemira, but if he does it at Daiti the Yisrael, then he is a Bar Shomer, and the Yisrael is Taka being the Shomer.
Okay.
We'll speak more about it. I think it's ganz klar. One more nekuda. So we said that he's a din shmira. Now the shaila is, this din shmira is mevur meikira din. The lashon shulchan aruch is which we started sif dalid. Achitim sha'osim behen matzas mitzvah. This din shmira that we spoke about tonight, that is a din shmira on the matzah, that's only matzas mitzvah, only matzah of Pesach by night. Me'ikira din, all of Pesach, you don't have to have shmira on the matzah. The din is a person could take betzeka shal nachri, a guy made a dough, and you could use that dough. L'tchatchil l'maisa, we're machber on all the matzah. Vayte, the bi'alacha brings the goy and the b'shem agra. V'hu ha'ya nizah b'zeh on shmira m'shas k'tzira kol yemei ha'pesach. He was machber all. But me'ikir adin, you only need shmira leil Pesach. Why not the rest of Pesach? Maybe it's chametz. What does it help to have a goy's dough? If there is no shmira, what happened practical? Could be it's chametz. The teretz is, because a shayach haidei simonim to look at the dough and be able to tell that it's not chametz. The shayla is, what's the difference between the rest of Pesach that you can look at the dough and see that it's not chametz and rely on that, and the first night of Pesach, there's a din shmira, you have to watch it that it shouldn't become chametz. What's the difference between the first night and the other days of Pesach? So the Meshech Chachma, Ramei Simcha, and Parshas Boy, on the Pasuk Meyamim Yemima, Dr. Meir Simcha brings a Mechilta, that the Mechilta says, Meyamim Yemima, drasha, that a person has to check his tefillin once a year. Once a year you have to check tefillin. So he asks, and he explains, the difference between a mitzvah asei and a mitzvah loisei asei, legabi being relying on a chazak, on a roiv. Tefillin, the Mechilta says you have to check once a year. You don't say we rely on your chazaka that your tefillin is kosher. Roiv, api roiv, your tefillin didn't get ruined. But when it comes to loisase, let's say lemoshel, what would be an example? Treifus. We drink milk. Maybe the animals are treifus. The Torah says we rely on roiv, einam treifus. So we rely on roiv. So why, when it comes to loisase, alav, we rely on chazak, on roiv, and by asay, by a mitzvah, we don't rely. Dr. Meir Simcha, very clear. The difference is like this. By a lav, what's the worst thing that can happen? If it's echad me'elef, the taka, this animal is a treif. So what happens? So this milk is treif. The meat that you ate is treif. So the worst thing is you ate that it was treif. Lamaisa, you're an oinus because you have a right to rely. You have a right to rely on chazak, on roiv. And therefore, you have no oinish and you weren't over on any iser of having this treif. That's what happens. Treif, if it ends up being treif, you weren't over on an iser. Vashenkin by a mitzvah. And a chanami taka that you write by the tefillin, by relying on a roiv, on a chazaka, you weren't over. It's not karkafted le'manach tefillin. You're not an avari for not putting on tefillin. But did you do the mitzvah of tefillin? Avadi didn't do the mitzvah of tefillin. You didn't put on tefillin. Oynes could pat you that you didn't do an avera, but oynes can't make that you did the mitzvah. Memela zakter mei simcha very geshmak. That's going to be by matzo also. All of Pesach. What's the worst thing if you don't do shmira and you check, you know, on the simonim on the dough, if these the simonim kekarni chagavim, you rely on a chazaka, then it's probably this dough is not chametz. What happens in the worst case if it actually is chametz? 1 in 1,000 that it is chametz. So you had the right to rely on chazaka and you weren't over on any avera and everything is very good. But Pesach by night, and not only it's not only besides not eating chametz. That's all. The whole Pesach, you have to just make sure not to eat chametz. Eating matzah is not to eat chametz. But Pesach by night is another din. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So if you're not going to do shmira, so very good, Taki, you're not over on the iser because it's not chametz. But if you want to also accomplish to have the mitzvah of matzah, that already you only have with doing shmira. So Mela, therefore, the first night of Pesach, these are din shmira li'ikuva, and at least melisha ve'elach, because they already, it's not only a chashash, it's vadai going to become chametz. Mashagin earlier, mashas k'tzira, which is a possibility, these are hither to watch from there also.